Exclusive, Louis Gohmert, I don't see Trump winning re-election if border wall is not built. By John Binder on December 20, 2018. Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, says President Trump will not win re-election in 2020 if his central campaign promise of building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border is not honored. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Gohmert told senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mensah and Joel Polak that Trump will be a one-term president if he does not build a southern border wall and that the U.S. may be done at that point. If we don't build the wall, I don't see President Trump winning in 2 years, Gohmert said. I don't see the Senate keeping the majority. And I think this country, this little experiment of self-government may be done. Gohmert continued. And this, by Paul Ryan, Kevin McCarthy, McConnell, and Cornyn convincing the president that gee, let's just put this fight off until February. They've known for 2 years. GOP leadership didn't want a wall because there are some mega donor people that don't want a wall. They like that money flowing, and so, if they just keep saying we're going to put the fight on down the road, we'll push it a little further, a little further. Then all of a sudden, Trump's up for re-election, the wall didn't get built. It was his number one promise and they will defeat him if this isn't done. I don't see any way around it. Emphasis added. I don't like being right in my call before our conference in September that if we didn't put money for funding a wall, passed at least through the House before the midterm election, then the people who elected Trump would not come out in the numbers to leave us in the majority in the midterm elections. I just knew that was going to happen. And so how did the GOP leadership respond? They responded by not putting any money for the wall and also canceling our last week of votes before the election. Emphasis added. Listen to Gohmert's full interview here. Gohmert mocked the idea of Senate and House Republicans passing a stopgap spending bill that includes no money for a border wall that also punts the issue down the road in 2 months when Democrats have control of the House. That'd be so much better if we just wait to have this fight until Nancy Pelosi has the gavel, Gohmert said sarcastically. Gee, why didn't I think of that? That is so much better. He added. Gohmert says that despite claims from the Senate and House Republican leadership, GOP lawmakers can pass funding for a border wall in an expedited budgetary process known as reconciliation that only requires a majority in the House and a simple majority of 50 votes in the Senate. There are 51 Republicans in the Senate. I know they convinced the president that gee, if you don't have the votes in the Senate, then the House shouldn't vote on it. That's ridiculous, Gohmert said. The way you get pressure on the Senate is to have the House pass the funding and then get every American that wants the wall burning up the phone lines to the Senate and the president out there on social media and on television saying let the senators know. The Republicans will lose the majority if they don't do this, Gohmert continued. That's how you get enough pressure to get it done, otherwise, it doesn't. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.